Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, June 15th, 2012, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. And together, we will do better. Much of our domestic flying is comprised of long work days and short periods of rest. Our roles as safety professionals require us to be alert in stressful situations. Working in excess of our domestic maximum duty times can result in flight attendant fatigue and impact the safety and well-being of ourselves, other flight attendants, and passengers. Contract enforcement is especially important in regards to this legality, as well as Federal Aviation Regulations, or FARs. Section 7I4 of our contract gives us domestic duty time provisions based on the flight attendant's home domicile time. The maximum time a flight attendant may remain on duty for a domestic ID is determined by the hour of the day in which the duty period begins. For duty periods starting between 0500 and 1859 hours, the scheduled maximum duty time is 13 hours. Actual maximum duty time is 14 and a half hours. For duty periods starting between 1900 and 0459 hours, the scheduled maximum duty time is 11 and a half hours. Actual maximum duty time is 13 hours. Duty time limitation provisions are recognized throughout our industry as an important work rule and vital to our quality of life. Flight attendant duty time limitations and rest requirements are protections afforded by our contract. Visit our website for more information on this important work rule. Each year, AFA advises members that paying dues in advance annually provides you with the option of a 10% reduction. In order to take advantage of this reduction in annual dues, you must prepay by July 2, 2012. If you'd like to take advantage of this option, go to the Your AFA section of our website and click on the dues payment link. You can also send a check made payable to AFA CWA for $518.40 and mail to AFA-CWA, P.O. Box 79797, Baltimore, Maryland, 21279-0797. If you decide to pay your dues in advance and currently pay via the payroll deduction, you'll also need to do the following. 1. Send a request to stop 2012 payroll dues deductions with the July 16th paycheck to United via certified mail. That's to Payroll Account Manager, United Airlines, P.O. Box 66100, Chicago, Illinois 60666. And 2. Send a copy of your request to Association of Flight Attendants-CWA AFL-CIO, 1 O'Hare Center, 6250 North River Road, Suite 420, 4020, Rosemont, Illinois, 60018. If you have any questions or need assistance, please contact the AFA International Membership Services Office at 1-800-424-2401, extension 707. That's Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. We previously reported that United would have a planned outage for the FASRs and OSAP reporting systems this weekend. United can't get their act together and has once again rescheduled this planned outage for Friday, June 22nd at 2200 hours Central Daylight Time through Sunday, June 24th at 1800 hours Central Daylight Time. If you are required to submit a FASRs, please submit your report before Friday, June 22nd at 2200 Central Daylight Time or after Sunday, June 24th at 1800 hours Central Daylight Time. If you are required to submit an OSAP report, please log your safety issue by calling the OSAP hotline at 872-825-1324. If you submit an OSAP, you will need to file your report on Skynet once the system is back up on Sunday, June 24th at 1800 hours Central Daylight Time. We will be sure to update you on the completion of this outage. If you have any questions or encounter any problems submitting a FASRS or OSAP report from now until the end of the planned outage, please contact your local domicile supervisor. On Tuesday, November 6, 2012, we have the opportunity to make our voice count in the presidential election, along with the elections of our Senate and House of Representatives. Now is the time to prepare for these important events. The presidential vote is critical because this office is responsible for the appointment of the heads of federal agencies that have a great impact on the flight attendant profession, such as the Federal Aviation Administration and National Mediation Board. When we cast our votes, we should make an informed decision that will ensure that the voice of our flight attendant community is heard. We also need allies in Congress who are willing to stand up for us. FlightPAC, AFA's Political Action Committee, represents our voice in Congress. It was formed to support our allies and friends in Congress, as well as candidates who support flight attendant issues. Our involvement in the political arena is vital to the work of our union. We encourage you to contribute to Flight Pack to support the campaigns of flight attendant-friendly candidates. A Flight Pack payroll deduction form may be downloaded and printed from the Government Affairs section of our website. Simply fill out the form and mail to our Government Affairs Department to begin or increase your contribution. On Tuesday, June 12, 2012, the Airline Pilots Association gathered at the United Continental Holdings annual shareholder meeting in New York to protest the slow pace of negotiations. United Airlines and Continental Airlines pilots, represented by ALPA, have been in negotiations since the merger was announced over 2 years ago. ALPA President Captain Lee Moak sent a letter to the National Mediation Board, the NMB, on May 11, 2012, requesting for a release from negotiations in order for the parties to self-help. This release would allow the pilots to take lawful actions, such as a strike, following a 30-day cooling-off period. The pilots remain dissatisfied with the pace of negotiations and are determined to hold management to a June 15th deadline of concluding their joint negotiations. Be sure to listen to the latest edition of the AFA Industry Editorial recorded yesterday in Chicago by retired flight attendant volunteer Jerry Butts. Dial 1-800-DEAR-AFA. After entering your file number, choose option number 5. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. As we move forward together, management must recognize the value that flight attendants bring to the world's largest airline. We will stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading single contract.